Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everybody. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione, back from Los Angeles. I am here with comedian Ben Rosenfeld and cake-eating comedian Bobby Haha. We're back.
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt, but your usual introduction is, hey, I'm comedian Mike Vecchione, to my right, comedian Bobby Haha, to my left, comedian Ben Rosenfeld. But no, you got to talk about your Los Angeles trip.
I did it right in the
introduction. How about just doing the whole shit before, and then you have a chance to mention what happened to you during your week?
How about this is chock full of conflict already?
I think Bobby's saying you got all Hollywood on us.
I didn't get a Hollywood.
I
got L.A., where the real gays live.
What are your gay has to come
well,
to
Well, because you're an East Coast gay, and you don't do it like the West Coast gays do.
How do you know? Unless you've done it
because
with the West Coast
they rollerbladed.
Well, let me tell you something. I think you've done it with West Coast and East Coast. And that's how you know.
That's not how I know, okay? I observe things.
Is it like the Bloods and the Crips where it's like East Side, West Side?
No, it's like East Side and West Side clubs, the two saunas in Manhattan.
Well, guys.
When I told him when I saw him in the gay bathhouse, the Hollywood Spa one time.
When you saw Mike?
Yeah, I saw Mike there one time. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm doing research for some material. I said, okay.
Guys, what are you guys eating? It looks delicious.
Well, I'm going to give a big shout out to the only good thing. The only good thing about Mike Vecchione, his girlfriend.
That's right. Big shout out to Stephanie,
the lovely Stephanie.
The lovely Stephanie made us. I think it's a tiramisu. Can you call her and ask her?
I don't know. Let's just call it a mystery cake.
But it's like a tiramisu,
chocolate.
No, because you had the little pieces of cookie like on the side. That's tiramisu. They usually do that too. I will bet it's tiramisu.
I think it's a modified tiramisu. There's fudge. I don't think tiramisu.
Excuse me. It's her recipe, but I'll guarantee you, she says it's tiramisu. What do you want to bet that she says it's tiramisu, Ben? I'll make a bet with you. I'll give the money if I win from you to charity.
Oh, you know I don't have money. I was going to bet Mike be getting to talk about his trip or not. If you're right, he can't talk about his trip today.
Is this?
Hey, Mike, how was your trip, by the way?
Well, let's not bounce from one thing to another. I want to thank Stephanie.
Big shout out.
Big shout out to Stephanie.
Delicious.
And I
thanks for ruining my diet, Stephanie. I love it anyway, so who cares?
I would like to give a shout out to me for carrying it here.
Yeah, Mike made a big production about the fact that he had to carry
Stephanie made him bring it here.
Mr. I'm in the gym every day.
But here's the real deal. If he didn't bring it over here to us,
it would get
all of a sudden, the dam closes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you guys would.
You understand? The dam would close. So Mike wants the water to keep running smoothly, so he carried the cake over. That's the only reason why.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yes, sir.
The dam closes.
He's a poet. At heart, he's a poet.
Oh, my God. All right, well, you guys are eating a
caramel too.
Delicious dessert, and it's a graham cracker topping, and she asked me several times to get whipped cream, and I didn't get it, and that's why it's whipped cream with no whipped cream. But you guys don't need the extra sugar, I'll be honest with you.
No, first of all,
you don't need the extra
sugar. It's like a melted marshmallow here.
Yeah.
Which it takes the place of the whipped cream.
Yeah.
You don't need whipped cream with this. Good. It's good enough as it is.
It's good enough.
I like that he goes to the gym 9 days a week, but you complain about carrying a cake for 5 minutes.
We know what he's doing. We already straightened that out.
Well,
he didn't take the cake,
the damn
closed.
Right, but he complains about the carrier.
Well, he's always going to complain because that's the way he is.
But I'm the Jew of the podcast.
No, but he's one of these, he's just a self-hating Italian.
Self-hating. How was my trip, guys? Did you ask?
Yeah, how was your trip?
Thank you so much. Okay, the trip was great.
I
stayed with my friend, Little Nick, Nick Novicki.
Shout out to Nick Bonetti and his
lovely fiance Teal for letting me sleep on their couch.
Teal, I used to have a shirt, the Teal shirt.
Well, it was great staying there, and we got to hang out a lot. And I shot a show, Comics Unleashed, with Byron Allen. 2 episodes should be airing soon, and it was a fantastic experience. And then flying home, I had a layover in Houston, and then we got delayed because of the weather in New York, and then we were flying towards New York.
You stopped in a flight?
We had a layover. You know what a layover is,
right, Bob? No, I was straight to where
transfer.
I'm going.
To transfer.
I don't do those things. I fly direct.
Okay, well, I needed to do a transfer in Houston. Our flight got delayed. Then we were flying to New York. Because of the weather, we started circling. We couldn't land. And then finally, they just shut the airport down. So we landed in Philadelphia at 2 in the morning. And then the pilot's like, I think we're going to try to get to Newark. but we needed to wait. He's one of these pilots who gave us too much information. He's like, we're calling the gas guy. He's sleeping right now. The guy to refuel. He's sleeping right now, but he's gonna come and refuel us. And then we get a new flight plan. We're gonna be gone. So it was like an hour waiting for the guy to get out of bed and refuel. And so then we flew to Newark. We got out, and then we waited in line for customer service for them to get us. I got home at 5:30 in the morning after flying all day.
Well, you're lucky you didn't get my friend as a pilot.
The only thing I kept thinking to myself was, I hope the fuel guy got back to sleep.
You're a humanitarian, real humanitarian.
Because the empathy.
Every time I've flown through Houston to New York, there's some sort of delay. I've done it like 10 times, and there was a...
Well, how do you have what?
Like Houston and Dallas to New York, there's always some sort of weather because you're hitting too much at a wrong
polar
country.
Vortex?
Yeah, something always happens where it goes to wrong place.
Suggestion.
Farmer's Almanac. Okay, we're not even saying anything now. I'm just mentioning words that are related to weather.
Right.
Ben, let's go with you on your weekend.
Cumulus clouds. I heard that.
Cumulonimbus.
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 Cumulonimbus
is not the guy you're dating now?
No, Jock D. Wimpheimer actually owned a horse named Cumulonimbus because he named it after the cloud system.
Okay.
He must have been a big weather guy too.
Ben, your weekend.
It's good. Working a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had a good brunch on Sunday.
You had a brunch, Ben?
Had a brunch with my girl and some of her friends.
Holy shit.
That was my one non-comedy working.
Wow.
Like an immigrant.
Where'd you go?
Gray Dog in the West Village. It's a little coffee. Big coffee shop, actually. Pretty good.
What did you have, Ben? Did you have the cantaloupe
or
the
egg? I had the breakfast quesadilla with sausage.
Look at you! Fancy. Wow. You're so fancy, Ben, with your brunches in the West Village.
Was that a 3 Michelin stars restaurant?
Pretty sure it's not on a Michelin.
Okay. The only Michelin Mike knows is tires.
Give me the Yelp review, Ben. How many stars do you give your brunch?
4 or 5. It's good.
It was a good brunch.
Good brunch.
You hear some guy's burrito, is it? Some Mexican guy named Louie came out and stuck his burrito in his mouth.
Ah, gay reference from Bobby.
How was your week, Bobby?
That's not a gay reference.
He ate his burrito?
That's just a burrito-eating reference. It doesn't. You don't have to be gay to eat a man's burrito.
A man's burrito, that sounds gay. It sounds homophobic.
No, the guy was a chef I'm talking
but
about.
It sounds
he came out and gave it to Ben, and he hand-fed him. That's all. They do it at that restaurant, I heard. It's a great restaurant.
Hand-fed Ben his burrito.
Yeah.
You don't get the...
I'm talking about food burrito.
All right, man. Okay.
You and your sexual innuendo.
I guess L.A. is more liberal.
How's your weekend, bro?
I had time this week. I filmed something for Fat Baby. They asked me to star in their first episode of their new show coming up. And Julio Gallerati, Ricky Velez, Josh Wesson, Benny D, and I think they put the Catherine guy in one of them, but then they threw him out for the rest of
them. Okay, so you...
And you said you didn't sleep all night. I believe you barged in here late, saying, I haven't slept in 10 hours.
I didn't come in here late.
You came a little late.
I came in here at... 2:35.
40. 2:35.
Well, first of all, I do have an actual excuse.
What is it?
Oh, wait, Ben, can you do me a favor? Do you have an iPhone 5 charger?
No, 4S.
Do you?
Yeah, are we still doing a show or no?
No, Mike, it's completely dead.
Are we doing any kind of a show now?
It's completely dead, the 5. No, the phone, they had trained.
No, I don't have that.
He has it, Mike has it. They had single problems.
He's also poor. He has
no, he has the 5.
I have a 4.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cursed on the air. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, we've never cursed on this show before.
I don't. But there are train signal problems with the ENEA.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And I don't live right next door to you guys.
So why didn't you sleep last night, Bobby?
I was on the internet doing the eBay. I was in a thing. I wanted to buy something, an auction.
You kicked your meth addiction to get addicted to shopping?
I'm not addicted. I have enough money where I can go and shop.
No, but that's a good point, though.
But no, it's something I wanted, an item. Mm-hmm. That was up for auction there.
Rim seat?
No, I have a rim seat.
You don't want to auction their used.
This is a piece of memorabilia, and I end up getting it.
OJ.
Because I wait cause like right towards the end there.
Elton.
But you have to be awake to get that kind of thing. No.
What was it?
Why do you always make gay? Let me tell you something. First of all, I beat the shit out of you. I'm more man than both of you. All
right, that's not
just because people have sex with other men. I don't even like the term fucking gay or homosexual.
What do you
or straight or anything. Well, I'm who I am. If I feel like fucking a guy, I'll fuck a guy. If I want to fuck a girl, I'll fuck a girl. I'll fuck anything. Except for you and Ben.
All right, well, that's...
We're the only ones that are safe.
Yeah, you're both disgusting.
But that's a relief to both of us.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. You guys with your little, oh, he lives a gay, I don't live no gay fucking lifestyle. I live my lifestyle. I have sex. I happen to have sex with other men.
You're saying gay people live the Bobby Haha lifestyle.
No, I just live like a human being. I'm a human being. I treat other people as human beings. Not into, I don't categorize people.
Neither do we.
Yes, you
what item were you bidding on, Bobby?
A big giant dildo to shove up your ass.
Okay, well that proves our point then.
Labeling you.
Let's get to some topics, okay?
Yeah, let's get to them.
VMA.
But I want to give a big shout out to the Fat Baby guys for asking me to do their first episode ever. They wanted me as their first person to get the show started off.
Very cool.
So that was very nice.
Fat Baby.
That's like an honor, you know what I mean?
It's an honor.
Because those are those young gun comedians that are taking over.
The young guns.
And I'll tell you that Benny D's a pretty good director.
Yeah?
I couldn't believe it. He was really sharp, that guy.
Those guys are all funny guys.
Yeah, but he's on the ball when it comes to directing.
Yeah?
I think he's better than Ben. I turned my mind about Ben. I don't think he's a good director anymore now.
You're out of your mind. I'm telling you, you're out of your mind.
Well, we'll see the way that show comes out, and then we'll see the way... I already heard that your show messed up already, your thing.
Oh, did it?
The web thing.
First of all, don't speak out of school about my show.
Well, first of all, let me tell you something. It's not school, and because you didn't give me a part in it, I'm going to knock it, man.
There's no part for anybody, okay?
Yes, there is. I could have been a waiter. I could have been a waiter in the restaurant.
It was me.
I could have been a waiter. I could have been the guy walking by, like Alfred Hitchcock. You know the way he was always in all his
movies? Ben would have never tolerated it.
Standing at the bus stop or something?
Ben's direction is
very... Alfred Hitchcock background music.
I defend Ben here. Ben's a
I defend Alfred Hitchcock.
I defend Ben. Ben is better.
I don't know. I like Benny D, but they're both the
same. I have Benny D. I
don't know.
They're
both the same name, Ben. So we'll give them both. They're both good directors. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
That solves that.
That solves that.
If you want to direct that, get a guy named Ben. Michael Jackson even wrote a song about him.
Let's
a rat named Ben.
I think that was Billie Jean.
No. Ben. Just the two of us. You never heard that song? It's about a rat named Ben. And it was a movie made. Did you know that? A rat. That's what he named Ben. Is a movie.
A rat like a snitch?
No, a rat like you. That goes under the subway and eats food and everything and just fucking weasels around everything. A fucking, what do you call it?
Mole people. Those are mole
no,
people.
No, no, no. We're talking about a rat. The movie Ben was based on a rat and Michael Jackson wrote everything on it, right, including the song and sang it. You thought he was singing a love song like that. You're talking about a rat.
Okay.
Like when we talk about you.
Anyway,
the rest of the Rosenfeld family is nice.
We're off the rails.
The VMAs.
The VMAs. I
didn't see it. I didn't know what was going on.
I have to say in this topic, I don't know why this is a topic.
Yeah, what the fuck is that topic for?
No.
Mike told me to put it on. Now you're railroading me.
Did you see it, Mike? Mike, did you see it?
We're yelling.
I asked you
we're yelling.
Did you see it?
Why are we yelling?
I'm sitting way back here. Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
Did you see it, Ben?
I didn't even know it existed.
I didn't know it existed either. Let's get next
topic. Oh, no. Wait a second, my friend. Let's talk about this topic. The fact that we don't know any of the musicians
we're old.
In the VMA.
Get the fuck. Video Music Award.
Yeah.
That means a Video Music Award. Oh, except I nominate Lil Young Big.
Okay, but...
Did he get nominated?
Okay, no.
He should have been. That's why it's a phony fucking thing.
The thing
I thought Lil Young Big's video was great.
I think the thing is that... the fact that we're old, too old to know any of the artists out there is pretty... It says something.
I'm a Little Young Big.
All right, well, a Little Young Big is great, but no one knows, like, that's not... that's
a young
not
artist.
It's not a young artist that's going to be
the VMAs.
You got
a cold sore on your lip, Mike.
Whatever, man.
That's all our listeners out there. Mike Vecchio not only has a sty in his eye, he's got a cold sore, too, a big herpes sore.
I'm having some problems.
Big herpes sore on his lip. That's from aggravation, everything, you know.
Yeah, it's from stress.
Yeah.
And the stress of doing this podcast.
Okay. Yeah, you have a nice vacation in L.A., your girlfriend makes you all these nice desserts every
day,
and then you got to come over here and feed me and Ben.
And then listen to your garbage. Listen to the garbage that pours out of both of your
mouths. That spews out of us.
The VMAs, I don't know any of the artists anymore. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, Drake. They got a guy, Drake.
I know Drake.
Drake. But do you know that Suge Knight got shot?
I heard
six
I
times.
Saw that.
He got shot six times.
Yeah.
Is he
alive?
He's alive.
Yeah, but how about this, though?
It was funny.
I forget somebody goes like this, look. This guy deserved it. There's going to be nobody protesting this guy getting shot.
Well, he wasn't shot by cops.
But I'm just saying. Whoever shot him.
The thing is, when you get shot six times and if you make it, you should start writing a rap. You should start rapping.
I made that 50 Cent joke 30 seconds ago.
Well, I've been shot a few times. 50 Cent got shot nine times.
He got shot nine times. But
so this guy would be like 35 cents.
That's actually pretty good math. That's about accurate.
Exactly. I know math, man. I told you that.
33 cents would be completely at, but now 35. We'll give it to you.
Well, it had to come out fast. You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
man?
No, you did. You,
I'm not not too shabby. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not too shabby.
But if you shoot yourself, then can you rap about it?
Yes.
If somebody else shoots you, can you rap about it?
Either way, if you shoot yourself, you're top of the fucker.
You can rap about anything.
I shot myself once.
No, but shooting.
Just to see how it feels.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Because
I wanted to see how it felt.
You're a sick guy, dude. You really need some help. Psychological. But the VMAs, so I don't know. I read that one story about Suge being shot. And his family said, you know, let's stay away from the negativity. Keep it positive.
Yeah, he's a very positive guy.
He's positive. He's a big guy.
Yeah. Well, he hung out that guy, what's his name?
Ice.
By his ankles out the hotel window.
That would be a bad way to go. To die, I think.
Yeah, what if he slipped there? Guys,
yeah, he hung over a balcony. Okay.
Well, some girl the other day, yesterday, died in the West Village. They were having a roof party, and she fell over backwards off the fourth floor and killed herself.
Oh, man.
And got killed on an apartment in the West Village yesterday. Brownstone. It was a fourth-floor brownstone.
Well, now it's a redstone.
Oh, come on, Ben.
Oh, that was good, though. I mean, I hate to say
it. It was about that.
It was about that, but, you know, Ben been sharp lately. He's been just fucking hitting like crazy.
But,
I've been juicing.
Yeah, but your comedy's not good.
Ben's putting his pedal to the floor. What floor are we on right now?
Third.
Well, so
and this building stinks, though.
If you fall out the back, it's not.
No, can I just tell you something?
This neighborhood is not.
And that's why you both live here.
I don't live in this neighborhood, dude. Don't want me.
You live in Astoria.
And his gypsy friends.
You live in Astoria.
Yeah, I live in the nice part.
No, you don't. You live where scum. All the fucking crackheads live over there.
No.
Where do you think Crack Alley is? One block from you. Come on, stop already. Listen.
You know what's one block from me? The Burger King.
And Crack Alley. And the priest is right behind the Burger King.
Yeah, I know.
That's where he's all the crack. It smells in this building really bad, Ben, the hallway. What do you guys... It smells like cat piss.
I think the neighbor's dog just pees in the fucking hallway. I don't think he takes
it the dog or is it you, Ben? Coming home late in the night after a few cocktails.
No, I pee in the subway. I don't pee in the hallway. Okay. I can hold it 10 seconds.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, I was in the subway. This guy just... started fucking vomiting right on his chair, man, and he just let it just rip. Boom, 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 boom. Then he wiped off the sides of his mouth, walked all the way down to the other side of the train.
I see.
That's a professional.
Although he did it right. He did it right.
He stayed away from his own vomit, let everybody...
And I told him, I said, boy, that's some pretty good vodka. He says, how do you like drink vodka? It's like, I can smell it from here. The whole fucking smell engulfed the car.
VMAs. I don't even know who else is on the VMAs. Nicki Minaj?
Called won the award? What's her name?
Chris Brown.
No. The other one won the award. Who's the one that twerks? What's her name? Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
She won Video of the Year.
It's Miley, not Molly.
You mean you
know? No, she pops the Molly.
She pops Molly, and her name is Miley.
Mm. You mean you know Chris Brown from his MMA fights?
It's domestic abuse, Ben. Check out Ben's domestic abuse website.
To all you lady listeners out there.
Check out Ben's domestic abuse website.
Ben, misogynist, Ben.
Misogynist.
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 But I didn't say it. I said you're a misogynist. I didn't have to say misogynistic. What you said, I said you are a misogynist.
Misogynist is also correct.
Exactly.
The other things you said were not words.
All right. The brain
trust. You don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
As the brain trust gets it right, let's move on. VMAs.
ISIS beheadings. Worst ways to die.
Worst ways. First of all, ISIS. I don't like it.
And
not
the Archer. Not the Archer cartoon ISIS, which is their headquarters. Iraq. I always need that clarification.
Wasn't ISIS like a Greek god?
It sounds like frosting. ISIS.
Yeah, they put the ISIS on their head.
It sounds like a space shuttle agency.
ISIS.
International space.
It sounds like what it is international.
We'll wipe them out in like 2 days if we want.
We got to find them first.
Fine. They're easy to find. They're out there just taking over everything over there. All you got to do is go in there and do what they do.
You mean how we've been in there the last 10 years with no results? That?
Because we're not doing it the right way.
What's the right way?
To be honest with you, kill every single one of them. Don't take prisoners, no nothing. Just kill them. All.
Yeah, but you can't kill
civilians. And when you kill them, I hate to say this because of every liver, you make sure you dip all the bullets in pork juice.
What?
Yeah, they did that years ago. In 1911, a certain general in the United States of America, he had 50 prisoners that were Muslim. And the Muslim people don't give me this, I don't give a shit because these ISIS are not really Muslims, they're animals. They dipped the bullets into pork.
Mm.
And they shot 49 of them. That is a true story. Look it up, Ben, on your little
keep fact. Telling the story.
And they told the other guy, we're going to put pork on all our bullets. And you're all going to go to hell. And we didn't have problems until now.
But you can't eat pork.
They cannot have pork in their bodies, even from the weapon. Check it out, Ben. Check the story out, the general of the pork. Check it out online now, because you like to check things. Fact check that.
That's an interesting thing, to put pork on a bullet. And then...
And that's what he did. He let the guy go. Almost like a Kaiser Sose. After he killed his family,
yeah,
he killed all the guys except one. And he says, you go tell the story now.
Wow.
And I don't mean all Muslims, because I like a lot of Muslim people.
No, you're talking about Paris.
I'm talking about the ISIS.
Terror group. ISIS.
Pershing.
General Pershing. That's right. General Pershing.
Jack Pershing.
That's right.
Wow.
It's in a website.
This ain't rumored, buddy. He did it.
Rumor has it.
Well, my grandfather was in there.
This is the weirdest Snapple fact I've ever heard of in my life. If we made Snapples, this would be...
No, this is it's a true story.
I believe it. That's why it's a fact.
General Pershing, man. He was a little joke. Wow. He even named a tank after him.
Shooting pork into people.
According...
Dipping the
status is undetermined whether it's true or not.
Status is your
age. But Bobby's story is what's on the internet as well. ISIS beheadings. You were saying they don't actually behead you guillotine style. It's
check with Bobby on this. But I think that they don't behead you. It's not one swoop. It's like they saw you.
It's hard to behead somebody in one shot. Unless you got a hell of a blade. They use like rusty old blades on purpose. So they keep like soaring through you. To get through the bone.
Which is way more painful.
Of course it is.
I imagine even if you're the guy doing the sawing.
You
like,
know
that
what's the most humane
kind of
way to kill someone? A guillotine.
Yeah.
Guillotine is the most humane way to kill someone. They should bring back the guillotine if you're going to use the death penalty. I don't believe in the death penalty, but if you're going to do it, use a guillotine. The head goes whoop right into the bucket. The guy's dead. Goodbye. The body might kick around for a few minutes, but the brain is already gone.
But what does the body do? Like some kind of an aerobics? Or
no,
like
because sometimes the nerves in the body are still going because the oxygen in the blood and everything, but you know, those things happen.
Those things
but
happen.
But they will not be feeling any pain.
Yeah.
When you hit, when the guillotine comes down on you, there's no pain. It's over.
Unless it gets stuck.
Yeah, but you know, if you got a good heavy-weighted, very sharp
get
guillotine.
Get some WD-40
yeah,
going.
Yeah, WD-40. Some.
What about the electric chair?
That's inhumane.
That's inhumane.
Wow. And I think these needles are
the
worst.
Electricity to the head.
How about this? These injections they're giving people are the least humane thing.
Yeah, because you like that takes forever and you wake up.
And
not
only that,
do
you know the
off.
Pain? One time, by accident, this nurse, when I was in the hospital, she gave me, what's that thing they use to stop the heart there? You need it too.
Bullet.
No. Like bananas. What do you get the from the bananas?
Ebola.
No, the mineral. Like they have sodium chloride.
Cobalt.
Whatever, it burns the shit out of you.
Potassium
nitrate.
Yeah.
Potassium, and the girl did not put it in. She gave me pure potassium.
Hmm.
That shit burned going through my veins like you couldn't believe. I told her, what are you, fucking crazy? I pulled the thing out of my arm. She goes, I made a mistake. I said, you won't get the fuck out of here. You better not ever come to my room again.
That's not nice.
No, what are you talking? She almost killed me.
Yeah, but everybody deserves
she was incompetent. No, there's no mistakes in other people's lives.
Everybody deserves a second chance,
no.
Bob.
Yeah, but not when you're killing people.
Ooh, Ebola patients are missing. Or people... Carriers are missing. Some Ebola patients aren't honest about all the people they've been in contact with while symptomatic.
I don't want to say
this
anything here at the podcast.
40 to 60% of possible carriers are missing.
Well, can I be honest with you?
What?
Do you have Ebola?
No. Mike, they say he starts off with a cold sore.
All right, bro, you're making me crazy, man. Don't do that. Don't.
No, they don't. It does say that.
First of all, it's not a cold sore. It's from shaving.
It's an Ebola virus.
It's not. It's from shaving.
You shave your lip?
Yeah, I shave around my face. You wouldn't know that.
I'm the closest we have to a doctor here.
No, you're not.
It's not a cold sore.
No, you're not, Ben. I am, Ben.
It's not a cold sore.
Listen, it's a herpes.
It's not. Don't say that, bro.
It is a herpes. It's in the herpes family.
Fucking say that.
It's in the herpes family.
It's not a cold sore. Cold sore is in the herpes family. This is not a cold sore.
You have herpes 1, herpes 2.
Ugh, dude,
and if you have both of them, you know what they call that? Herpes duplex.
You know what? You're no longer allowed to have any of my dessert.
It's not your dessert, first of
all. It's my girl's dessert.
It's Stephanie, okay. The lovely Stephanie. The lovely
not
Stephanie.
Not intend to feed the you dessert Stephanie. While you insult and my
all,
face.
And first of all, I think I'm a big fan of Stephanie's. I think she's a wonderful young woman. Even if she broke up with you right now, I would still be a fan of Stephanie's.
Can I say something that I
think
that
you'd be more of a fan of Stephanie.
Now, wait a
no,
second.
No, because then, Mike, we still need somebody to carry over the dessert. We need Mike for something.
Hey, do you know that this podcast has turned against me since I've been gone?
Is you that know, what I'll happens? Tell you. You know, you were great last week on the podcast.
No, do you think that this I'm gonna is bring what's going to happen?
Last week was the best week you did here on the podcast. You were great. You were
I wasn't
on.
Here.
What do you mean?
I wasn't here last week.
That wasn't you last week here?
Mm-mm. It was TJ Del Reno.
Well, TJ Del Reno was great then, because that guy was great, man. Whoa.
Maybe you guys should have him on all the time then.
I wish we
TJ's
could.
TJ's your replacement.
I wish
for
we
me.
Could. But the guy, he costs too much. He wants us to buy him dessert.
No, I see what you guys are doing. I bring you, you're going to turn against me. I feel it. I feel the tide's turning against me.
Just like, no, just like Julio and all the young comedians are turning. Everybody's turning against Mike Vecchione or something.
Yeah. I mean, well, those guys, they have other reasons for turning against me.
Why? They don't try to
because they're coming up and they just are hacking anybody who's in their way. They want to hack them out.
Not
hack
me.
Them out of the way like
they
machete,
asked me
man.
To be in their first episode.
You're different.
Because I'm a legend.
California earthquake.
Yeah, it happened yesterday.
It happened yesterday, and thank God I was out of there. I was out of California.
It was Napa Valley.
It was in San Fran.
No, it was Napa Valley. A lot of wine bottles broke, which is bad.
A lot of wine.
A good California
bad
wine.
For alcoholics.
Yeah.
It's actually good for alcoholics. They can stop drinking and start like trying to live a.
Now they got to pay more for those imported
a healthy
ones.
Lifestyle.
Now they got to pay a little bit more for those imported ones.
Can I say this? I forgot this point. This is a side point. Like I'm a great person. Like every girl who's broken up with me.
Excuse me, but anyone that decides himself as a great person, there's something wrong.
No,
let
no.
other people say that.
I'm
you're
good.
Great.
In, no, I'm
He's
good.
He's a good dude.
I'm a good in this capacity. When a girl, I was talking to the lovely Stephanie about this weekend. When a girl breaks up with me, okay, I do them the best favor possible. I just go away. I go away.
Look, they tell you they get a restraining order.
They
you better go away. They put restraining orders out on you, Mike.
They don't.
No, it's called
they
a restraining order,
restraining
Mike.
Order.
And they, it's called a restraining order, Mike. And if you don't go away, you're going to go to jail. So that's why you stay away.
I don't. But I'll tell you what, I do them the biggest favor ever. You know how many people at the end of a relationship, they try to hold on, they just want to be friends, they want to maintain contact, they don't want it to be over? Not me. Okay, you break up with me, I ask you if you're sure, and then you say yes, and then I just leave you alone. It's really, I'm
not being a professional dater.
No, it's not. No, it's no, not no, a professional. It still hurts. It hurts me. But I don't burden them.
But
anymore.
He's used to it getting dumped all the time.
That is true. That's true.
So now it doesn't hurt that bad. It doesn't sting so much.
No, it does still
no,
hurt.
No, but not as bad.
But it still hurts. But I am nice enough to just get out of their life.
Yeah.
They say, get out of my life in a nice way. And I oblige. I get out of their life.
I used to get all upset. Now I just have a glass of wine and update my OkCupid.
Ben doesn't have any feelings. But me, I'm a person who's emotional.
I have like the emotional range of a Gaza rocket. It's getting a little more each year.
Oh, you're getting emotions?
My emotions are
No,
slowly,
he's just trying to go, oh, there's a Gaza thing and the rockets don't work very well. But they,
no, they're getting more. They're getting better every year. Like my emotions.
Yeah. No, you, this time you fucked it up.
No,
because you started stuttering and you didn't know exactly what you wanted right. to say. So
okay.
you messed up this time, Ben. You gotta admit it. No, he's been throwing some good punches out there lately. But this
but he's
time
he's trying to make a point that he's becoming
he
more of a person.
No, he's not.
And less of a like
he'll
a
never become a human
robot.
Being.
He is.
He's not. He's pure robot.
I'm a cyborg.
You're not even a cyborg. You're not even a good robot either.
Anyway. I want to write something like a blog or a book that says, you had me at goodbye.
That's funny.
It's a great way to be like,
no,
when somebody breaks up with you or you break up, to just disappear from their life. We had our time together. Now our time is over. You just disappear.
See, this is what I do. I have a bad, like, I just go crazy sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not you.
Yeah, and I say nasty shit to people. Like, and I go, get the fuck out of here. I never talk to them. And then I wait like a year. And then I just happen to go, how you doing? I just want to say sorry for, you know, if I said something bad. You know, I did it like 3 times a week to people. Like, they're really cute, too. And I figured I'd get to bang them again. And one of them agreed to even, like, he's going to meet me this week. And he's gorgeous. Woohoo.
See, that's the thing. That's the beautiful part of what I do. The girls.
Well, like, I left them alone for the year. But they didn't dump me. I dumped them.
Yeah, but the beautiful part is when somebody dumps me, I don't, like, hang around for any, like, maybe you want to reconsider. Maybe I can have sex.
They also
again.
Block your the phone number. You can't call.
I don't do it. I just exit.
They block your number.
I disappear. And that's really the best
thing. And they have to go in the witness protection program after they date you.
No, it's kind of a witness protection. It's like me just... I have gone in the witness protection program. I'm just out of it.
You also write like 5 new amazing minutes about every breakup. So that's like a parting gift that they get if they want it.
That's how he gets with her. He just dates these girls. He gets a dump. Like, see, now Stephanie, she's really nice. She's a beautiful girl, too. She's nice. She makes
great
desserts.
Great pastries.
She makes good dessert.
Very smart.
And then Mike is going to... Of course, he's going to mess it up. And then she's going to dump him, too.
Right.
So he can just keep... That's how he gets materialist from the guy. That's why he's doing it.
That's... And no.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's what I do with my pain.
It's better than talking about your kids.
I turn it into...
He don't have any kids.
Yeah, I don't.
Thank goodness.
I don't... I take my pain...
No, he'd be a good father, Mike. I think Mike would be a good father.
I think Mike would be good.
I am good.
Matter of fact, I was even thinking... You know my godson, right?
Yeah.
If he needs a second job, he can babysit your godson.
I was thinking both of you, either one, could you like teach him stuff?
Ben, you're gonna leave alone with your kid?
Come on. I believe it or not, it's retarded. Both of you guys, I would leave Ben with the kid before I even left with you. But you two, I would trust both of you. I would trust with the kid.
I have a child's
mindset. I think both of you would be very protective of a child.
I think that Ben has.
I think both of you. I would trust with a kid.
Yeah, but they're grown-up heads. It's different.
That's true.
They're adults making adult decisions. I wouldn't harm kids.
I don't think so either.
No, I don't think either one of you would.
Well, I definitely wouldn't.
Well,
Ben's under suspicion with his Russian...
No, he's not. You're under more suspicion than Ben.
Am I really, dude?
You're Catholic, Mr. Priest.
Here's what's suspicious and harmful. The British Embassy tweets.
Oh, good transition,
What happened
Ben.
To that?
The British Embassy tweeted something about the War of 1812 and burning down the White House. But it was about the War of 1812.
Right.
So they
Which is when the guy shot those Muslims with the pig bullets. That was 1912.
That was 1912?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they were joking. The British Embassy...
Ben, you're starting to miss.
The British Embassy was joking about burning down the White House in the War of 1812. And America doesn't think that's funny. We don't think it's funny.
Yeah, America doesn't have a sense of humor.
Not about
sometimes.
That stuff. You don't burn down
well,
a
like,
White
here's
House,
the
bro.
Thing. I saw a radio ad, or I heard a radio ad saying, like, for the U.S. Army captains or something. They're like, you got to be in charge of 40 people on your first day. What other job offers that? I'm right. Like, maybe that's why we're losing the war.
Well, first
maybe
of all,
you shouldn't
excuse
be
me,
in management
excuse me, jerk
day
off.
One.
Excuse me, jerk off. You got to go through a lot of training to be an officer in the military before you get to lead anyone.
The radio ad made it seem like sign this, you get 40 people.
You misunderstood because you're a commie Russian bastard and you come over here as a spy, a double or triple agent, because you're actually a spy.
From a triple agent.
No, because you're not with Russia. You say you're with Russia and you're spying on America, but you're really selling information to the Chinese.
But I don't think Ben deserves that.
What?
I don't think he deserves that. You just
Well, he should just put down the military.
He's not putting it down. He's saying that the recruiters, they're trying to...
No recruiter is going to tell you the first day you're leading any men. And you're not going to become a captain. First, you're a second lieutenant. Then a lieutenant.
The radio ad was your first day. You're in charge of 40 people.
No, it does not. But the radio ad did not say that.
It was on Hot 97. That's what... I heard it like 5 times
Friday. Listen. Yeah, Hot 97.
Maybe you should start listening to Hot 97.
Yeah, maybe you should start listening to something a little bit better than Hot 97.
Yo, it's blazing hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah.
You're not really...
Telling you that you're going to go in one day and all of a sudden...
That's the ad. I'm just...
Well, I don't think the ad says that, Ben. You misconstrued what they said.
I heard it
No ad
times.
Is gonna, for the military is going to tell you the first day you walk in there, you're going to be a leader of anything. Because you have to go through training, Ben, before you
all
ever
right.
get to
Maybe
meet
Ben misheard. Ben doesn't
I'm
have
gonna
the best...
I'm going to find, no. I'm gonna find the ad. We're going to play
Ben
it on the show
have
next
the best
week.
Ears, but you don't have the best touch with the hip-hop community.
That's
okay.
True. That's true. Mike is very good. That's why we got Mike as a model.
Yeah, I mean...
You're pretty sharp.
I'm no TJ Del Reno.
No, but you're pretty
Ain't
good,
that
though.
The truth.
No, but you're pretty good.
You know what, Ben? That's enough out of you.
Last topic, Japanese
But he's pretty
playlist.
Good. That was pretty good, the way he had us both in the right thing. Because I don't know the hip-hop community, and you definitely don't know the military.
Okay. Japanese... I watched Japanese 60 Minutes last night. I watched 60 Minutes, and 60 Minutes...
That was a repeat.
They had a Japanese whaler Okay, they had...
Yeah, I saw that. It was
you see the guy from Greenpeace?
Yeah.
Who was a vigilante?
Right.
And he's regulate... International law says that you cannot kill humpback whales.
Right.
You can kill them for research, but you can't kill them, like, for food or whatever.
Right.
And the Japanese vessels were doing that. So this guy has a boat, and he was
intercepting them.
Intercepting them, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. He was great.
And he was, like, killing them?
No. There was no killing, but he was just, like, doing things
right.
to thwart...
No, they even go. They jam their radios and their fish finders, so they go in other directions, thinking there's humpback whales going over here.
Yeah,
when they're over here.
Oh, I thought he was just like
they hack them.
I thought he was executing.
No, they actually they do. They have boats go around them and everything else, and they have to kill them. They go right in front of those whaling boats and kill us. We're American citizens. See what happens to you.
So the vigilante didn't even kill anyone? He was just fucking with their...
Yeah.
He fucked, and then yeah,
he was in trouble for that?
He's in trouble.
That's
retarded. He was wanted and he's wanted. He had to stay on the seas because if he landed, he would have to...
Right, face trials. Face charges. Yeah.
Only in Japan or everywhere.
No, it's international law.
It's international. But, I mean, the international law, he's actually enforcing it.
Right.
But he's not the
because of these fish companies and everything else that are giving lobbyists and giving money to these politicians. First of all, you know what they should do? Now, you're talking about they shouldn't burn down the White House. They should burn down the White House, the Capitol, and get rid of all these senators. They should take them all out. Every senator and every congressman and the president, the vice president.
But I'm the communist on the show? Sorry, go on.
Shoot them all.
What?
And then have new elections tomorrow. And say, like, let's see what you're going to do for our country, for the people.
No, but that's not what... You can't...
Let's see what you're going to do for the people.
Dude, listen, that's a little extreme. What they need
would
to
like
do
a little brownie
is... no, thank you. How many sweets are we going to eat on this podcast?
A lot.
We need it, because I got to go on the bicycle again. Because I'm having a race twice around Central Park next week. I want to give Johnny Titleman a shout-out here, my friend. We're going to go and have a speed walk around Central Park twice next week. And he's training right now. He's out there on Fire Island. So he's walking in the sand.
Right.
So he's training. So I have to really train hard to get up to him.
Okay, can I just say that...
And then the money is going to go to charity.
Shooting the president and shooting the senators is not the answer. The answer is...
How about just fire them all? Everybody.
Campaign... You can't fire... The system is flawed.
They did in Australia.
The system is flawed. Campaign finance reform. You cannot have these lobbies just dumping money into their pockets.
Right.
It's
but they're not going to do it because they keep getting money. What about these super PACs? That's the biggest bullshit of all time.
Yeah, that's crazy. The system has to change.
And what about the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court,
get rid of them too.
No one has the balls to change the system because they all benefit from
it. Yeah, how about the Supreme Court?
That's why Bobby taking everyone out back and shooting them is actually not as insane of an idea as it seems.
Thank you.
Well, then I see how you could like it.
No, I don't know if you know, it's in Australia when they shut down the government in the 70s. They actually fired everyone in the parliament. After that, everyone got fired, and they never had it again.
It doesn't
problem.
Matter if the system stays the same. If you fire the people are human nature is interchangeable. So if you just put different people in there under the same system, the same motivation.
No, you can't have the same system.
It's not.
First of all, lobbyists should be illegal. If according to the Constitution, lobbyists is bribery,
I agree.
It should be illegal.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's the bribery of public officials.
Yeah.
According to the Supreme joke, I mean court. Corporations are people.
That's
so.
Insane.
Well, that was the most
that's strong. An insane.
That that's fucked. Okay. The system into hyperdrive.
Well, I think that's where a lot of our problems stem from in this country.
The
whole thing is stem from that.
And then that's how you get to trickle down. They trickle down all the shit
system.
To us.
It's a flawed system. It's bad.
User tweets.
That's it.
We're at 38 minutes.
You got more, man. Let's get
come
some
on, man.
We gotta wrap this up, Bob.
Well, no, I want to keep going, man.
You're on a sugar high, bro.
Well, who brought it here?
One from our.
Don't feed crackheads crack if you don't want them to go crazy.
Associate producer at Ted Teddy Man says, at Big Ben Comedy, should take his girlfriend to U.S. Open qualifying at Flushing Meadow. He would look like a real starker. And I had to look up what starker meant. It was something Yiddish.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, he's going Yiddish.
Yale education.
I know a little Yiddish, too. Like what Kibbutzing right here.
I don't like the fact that he's telling you where to take your girlfriend. I wouldn't care for
him. Yeah, I bet he doesn't even have a girlfriend.
Teddy Man, I wouldn't want him telling me where to take my girlfriend.
Does Ted the Teddy Man even have a girlfriend?
No, it's not the point. The point is, I don't like Ted the Teddy Man telling me where to take my girlfriend.
He's trying to take Ben's girlfriend, I think.
I don't know.
I mean, he has the and man in his name. Maybe I should listen to him. I don't know.
I wouldn't. He looks like a guy that you want to. He looks like a guy who's a serial killer stalker type.
Next tweet for
those real intelligent ones that speak well and everything. Oh, but he's got
a Bundy type.
Yeah, he's got a white van that says free candy on his side.
Ted the Teddy Man.
Next tweet from the official pastry chef of the PA Pod. At SBISU, Stephanie. At PA Pod, I think I must be a real fan of the podcast. I listened knowing full well my boyfriend was away. Good job, guys.
Right, and she said you did better without the boyfriend.
It sounds like she kind of preferred the show without you.
Yeah.
You know what? That's not what that tweet meant.
That's what it sounded like.
I can tell you right now, it's not what it meant.
Well, Mike, can I tell you something, Mike?
What?
You know, I'm very good with people and humanity.
It's
and
true.
I really get into, I can tell you, I can look at any painting and tell you what the artist was thinking at the time and things like that. I'm very good at that. At observation. And
she's saying,
her, I'm observing her comment as she happens to, she would rather date TJ than Villano.
She would rather date who?
TJ Del Reno is no. What was his name?
TJ Del Reno never dates Stephanie. I'm telling you that right now, my friend.
He would, though. I got it. He looks
TJ
like
TJ Del Reno.
He's like a Playboy type of guy.
Never
dates
Stephanie.
That guy is like a real Playboy.
Whatever, man. Stephanie would never fall for his tricks. I know TJ Del Reno. I know him from New Jersey, from different clubs and rooms. I know him from the city.
And you got a lot
my
of tricks.
Girlfriend
you got a lot
would
tricks.
Never fall for a TJ Del Reno.
I don't know about that. She no. looks like she already has.
She's too smart for that.
She already has, I think.
She's a scientist, bro. Okay? She would never follow for those. For that.
Is she a scientist or a Scientologist?
And his improv. She would never go for it.
She likes her relationship scripted.
You know what, Ben? Ben.
Yeah, she likes that quick 2 minutes.
Ben, that was a shot. That was
she
a
likes
shot.
That quick 2 minutes that so she can get back to the science. You know what I mean?
Below the belt. And you know what? Now you've gone too far, Bobby.
Next tweet from at Lewis Mitchell 86, longtime listener of ours, says at PA Pod, Bobby name dropped so much, I often think about asking him to be on my mixtape. Also, Mike's voice sounded different last episode.
Yeah, because it wasn't me. You tried to replace me, you failed. I'm back.
No, he had a sore throat left.
I'm back.
And it's not even right, I thought left, it's not better.
The funny thing is we tried to get another Italian to replace you too, but Gino wasn't available.
Oh my god. Gino wasn't available?
Yeah.
What's the world coming to where
at
Gino's
least those guys
at least, Gino's always available.
At least those guys didn't have big sores on their eyes and their lips.
Next one from Ted Teddyman responding to Lewis Mitchell.
Mike was a fucking punch me in the face over here. He's giving me that look like, you motherfucker. When I was in Penn State, I would have fucking wrestled you to the ground.
Teddy responds to Lewis Mitchell, that wasn't Mike last podcast. It was a gay bot that Bobby and I built to temporarily replace Mike.
A gay
wow.
bot.
They insulted everybody. You ain't built a gay bot. The gay bot was me. Insulted everybody.
And TJ Dorino. And TJ Dorino.
He insulted everybody on the show.
That's what we call but an all-star tweet.
He said that you made a gay bot.
I'll make a gay bot.
He's made a lot of gay bots.
Yeah. I've had a few this weekend. I had a comeback. One that I ain't seen in a few years. I give a comeback. You know who you are. Thank you.
The best part is he's probably talking about five different guys.
No, I only had three this weekend.
Oh. Sorry you're in a slump.
Wow.
I'm not in a slump. I want to slow down a little bit.
Okay.
Three different partners in a weekend is slowing down. God bless your
I don't know if
Bobby Haha lifestyle.
I don't know if I call them partners.
Yeah, they're not partners.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know,
partners.
Oh, and I say this with such a heavy heart, but my good friend Dung, he's leaving my apartment Wednesday. He's got his own apartment.
Oh,
Dung. You mean the one he's been calling the Chinaman for months?
Yeah, the Chinaman. I can't wait to get the hell out of there. Yay! No, I mean, I'm so sad, Dung.
You finally go back to jerking off on your couch.
Ben, stop.
Guys like me don't need the jerk off.
Oh, wow. Now it gets serious.
It looks like I called McDonald's.
Let's finish.
It's like
tweets.
Calling takeout. I called the Chinese restaurant.
Are
I go,
ever gonna be able
can
to
I get a number six and make sure it's that kid with the green bicycle?
Are we ever going to get through these tweets? That's
probably
really
not.
The message.
Teddy Man says, it just dawned on me, Star Wars. Ben is Luke Skywalker. Bobby is Obi-Wan. And Comic Mike V is Han Solo.
I would go for that. I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I've never seen Star Wars, so
neither
it doesn't mean
I,
much.
Do you know what I'm going to be for Halloween this year?
I did, but I can't remember.
Do you know what I'm going to be for Halloween this year?
What?
I grow my hair a little bit, and they're going to fix up for me. I'm going to be Spock.
Get out.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
I'm going with Star Trek.
I want you to get out. I'm just kidding.
Because I'm not a Romulan.
We
you
got
look
a
like
new,
a Romulan.
We got a new
if you, were, you look like a Romulan, or either that or the, what do you call those guys? The,
Star Trek.
Star
I'm
Trek
Star
is the
Trek
best.
Guy.
Yeah, I'm a Star
or
Trek guy.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I like both of them, but Star Trek is a little bit better. But you look more like one of those Romulans or what's those other guys? Cleons.
I'm more of a Candy Crush.
No, you're more of a Cleon.
I'm more of a
We got a new tweeter at us, at HangTY.
And don't ever call me a Romulan, pal. I'm a Vulcan.
New tweeter at us, at HangTYMERF, or HangTime with a Y.
Hang loose, brother. That's what you say. Hang loose. All right. I'm giving the sign right here to all Hawaiian listeners. Hang loose, brothers.
Bobby, let him read it.
I'm saying hang loose, brothers, to all the Hawaiian people listeners out there. Mike, I'm giving a shout out to our friends here. And you're telling me not to give a shout out. Because you were walking up and down Muscle Beach the other day, watching real workout guys work out. You were there. Tell me if you were there or not.
I was.
I know you was. I know the kind of guy you were.
How much you bench now, bro? From HangTYMERF, the PA Pod, did you guys know about Go Topless Day? If so, what's your take on it?
Hey, I seen some real, that Louis Mitchell guy. Listen, don't go topless next year, okay?
No, I feel like everybody should go topless all the time.
No, yeah, I almost puked.
No, I'm homosexual. Topless.
Louis Mitchell was topless Tuesday. He took his shirt off.
It's for women to be able to walk.
But this guy took his shirt off. Louis Mitchell. Oh, I was looking at the picture on the Facebook.
I think I'm for it.
Teddy Man responded, I didn't know about it, but I'm interested. Bobby equals gay. Ben only cares if something makes money. And Mike is too moral.
Well, I'm talking about bottomless fucking days.
All right, well, bottomless is a little
more. No, I don't like my... I don't mind showing off my package.
A topless...
I worked hard to get it like that, you know what I mean?
A topless Tuesday is not uncalled
for. I used a penis pump for many years to get it this big.
You got a penis pump?
I do actually have one. The water one. The $200 that they gave me. I never used it, though.
And I'm reading from this. This is our last topic and tweet. We claim that women have the same constitutional right that men have to go bare-chested in public. As long as men are allowed to go topless in public, women should have the same constitutional right.
New York they do.
Or else men should have to wear something to hide their chest.
Well, no. I think it would cause, like... It
and here's some booby shots.
That's great, but it's a public safety issue with women go topless.
No. Women aren't allowed in New York City to be topless.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Well, I think that would cause, like, a public disturbance.
Why?
Only because I think guys would like...
I'm not going to do anything.
Not you, personally, but guys like you.
This is a fun...
We're not as restrained.
No, guys, if they're like me, they're going to be looking at some boy walking down the street that's 19, 20 years old.
That's some nice topless photos.
Yeah, well, they have a funny allowed, not allowed, where it's like a fat slob dude with bigger tits than the girl.
I got bigger nipples than all the girls.
But I think that it would cause the issue is the topless women would cause a public disturbance in New York. Traffic would stop...
People no, but I think they should have the same rights as men do, and if they want to walk around topless, they should be given the equal right.
I think if it's in a place where it's accepted, like a beach or a park, if you're tanning, it's fine.
First of all, anywhere. Who gives a shit?
No, if you're walking down the street, guy or girl, you shouldn't be topless.
Who cares?
I agree with the equal rights.
No, I mean, if you want to be naked, you should be able to walk down the street that way. That's the way you were born.
It's going to cause a public disturbance.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, except for ignorant people like you two.
No, there's a lot of
you cannot control yourself around naked people.
There's a lot of
around naked people.
There's a lot of people who are not going to be able to control themselves.
I can control myself.
You are the only one. And that's because you're into Asian men. Okay? Don't drag the rest of us into your
The guy I had yesterday was not Asian.
Hell.
The two of them were not Asian. Two out of the three were not Asian. But I do like Asians because...
Asians are 3% of the U.S. population and 33% of the guys you bang this weekend.
No.
Ben is a numbers
guy. This weekend. He nailed it good because he wanted to copy me before forgetting the other one, right?
He was waiting.
No, he wanted to do that.
His brain,
he wanted to show, I know math too, Bobby. I know math too. Look, I can get an equation right.
He's doing the numbers
crunching. Look, Bobby, you got it earlier, but I got it now.
Bobby does bring up a good point with the toplessness where it would only cause a public disturbance if barely anyone's doing it. Once you have enough people where it's like, once enough people are doing it, nobody
be comfortable
notices.
In their own skin. Be yourselves, people. Be comfortable in your own skin. And what other people think, as long as you're not hurting nobody, fuck them.
Well, I thought it would be set. It's not even that. Practical. Okay. The practical use of it.
Because you're embarrassed.
I'm
your
not
penis.
Embarrassed. Sexual harassment would go through the roof. For
no, you have... Very bad self-esteem.
I don't have self-esteem.
You do. You have self-esteem.
I have great self-esteem. I'm a nice-looking guy.
No, you're
yes,
not.
I am.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you have self-esteem.
No, my mom told me I was a great-looking kid.
Yeah.
But she'd always make you wear a shirt.
No, they also said he had a good face for radio. Rodney Dangerfield told him that. But,
Yeah, look. I'm not going to argue whether I'm a worthwhile guy, whether I'm a decent looking. I'm not.
You're a good human being.
I'm not claiming to be Brad Pitt.
But you're not a bad human being.
I'm a decent looking guy.
No, but you're not a good looking. But you're a bad. I'm a big sore on you.
I don't have a fucking sore. Let's say that again. Bro.
It's huge.
It's not a sore.
It's huge. It's like a brontosaurus.
You crazy ass.
It's like a brontosaurus on his lip,
dude. I'm about to walk out of the podcast.
The thing's got pus and green stuff coming out of it.
Can you wrap up the podcast before you?
It's got green stuff. Listen, everybody, don't go to Mike's show. It's got green stuff and everything. If you come to the show, wear an Ebola proof mask, please.
You guys should call TJ Del Reno for next week because I'm out.
No, TJ Del Reno's out too.
Call Gino Bisconte. Then
he's probably busy.
He's got a big another Italian guy. We'll get Gene Barone.
Quizzo in Delaware.
Is it Calzone?
Yeah, we'll get the Buddy Flip. His real name is Peroni or something, right?
Yeah, Buddy Flip's Italian.
That's right. He's Italian.
Okay, guys, that's all the time
we have.
We're
coming back next week, right?
We'll see. Thank you for joining
us. Just don't come back with that Ebola store, okay?
Thank you for joining us here on the Past.
Make sure you go to Atlanta and get it treated.
For the insulting Bobby Haha and pensive Ben Rosenfeld, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
What's that, Mike Vecchione?